See, I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true. I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home? I have been out west to California.
The Berserkly Story with Matthew Kaufman. What made you bring Jonathan Richman out to Berkeley?
I was very familiar with Jonathan's work. And after he was released at Warner Brothers, the Modern Lovers had broken up. He was in a rooming home in Santa Monica, discussing with other A&R guys that he wanted to do a solo record with guys backing him up playing rolled up newspapers. At that particular point, I encouraged him to come
one,
to Berkeley.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Roadrunner, roadrunner, going faster miles an hour. Drive past the Stop and Shop with the radio on. I'm in love with the modern world, Massachusetts when it's late at night, and the neon when it's cold outside. I got the radio on, just like a roadrunner going around the highway. I walked by the Stop and Shop, then I drove by the Stop and Shop. I like that much better than walking by the Stop and Shop, cause I had the radio on. I felt in touch with the modern world, I felt in love with the modern world. I felt in love with Brad Pitt and Rosendale, cause I had the radio on. I felt like a roadrunner the radio on. Now I said hello to the spirit of old 1956. It was patient in the bushes next to 57. Well, the highway was my only girlfriend, cause I went by so quick, and suburban trees were out there, and consequently it smelled like heaven. So I say, roadrunner once, roadrunner twice, we're in love with this feeling now, it will be out all night. Alright, now we can tell about our love, you man.
Radio on,
I got the AM,
radio on.
I got the power, I feel the feeling now,
radio on.
I feel the feeling and it's feeling alright now,
radio on.
And I feel in touch with the modern world. Okay, let's go to Route 128. Can't you feel it out in Needham now? Out in Route 128 by the power line. It's so exciting there at night, with the pine trees in the dark. It's so cold here in the dark, with 50,000 watts of power. We go by faster miles an hour, with the radio on. Roadrunner, roadrunner, going faster miles an hour. I'm gonna drive by the Stop and Shop with the radio on. You see, I'm in love with the modern world, Massachusetts when it's late at night, and the neon when it's cold outside. You see, I have the radio on like a roadrunner. Now what do you think about that, you guys?
Radio on.
Good, we got the AM. I think we got the power, got the magic now. We got the feeling of the modern world. We got the feeling of the modern sound. The sound of the modern radio, feeling when it's late at night. Got the sound of the modern loneliness when it's cold outside. Got the sound of Massachusetts when it's blue and white. The sound of Route 128 on the dark and lonely. I feel alone in the cold and lonely. I feel
Now, you acquired the Modern Lovers record from Warner Brothers for almost nothing and then put it out. It's kind of a rock classic all these years later. I see kids with the T-shirt on.
This is my first actual reasoning behind forming Berserkly Records, is how mishandled this Modern Lovers thing was and how out of touch the major label situation was with what was going on at the time.
And then Egyptian Reggae?
Exactly.
Was that the second was with, top five record in the UK.
Right. Yes.
What record was that from?
Rock and Roll with the Modern Lovers.
This is the one where you put the band in the echo chamber.
That's where we did Egyptian Reggae, is when the entire band was in the echo chamber. That's right.
I came into the studio and you had a pile of 2-inch tape boxes and you said, "Soon I'm going to assassinate the prisoners."
Yes, that was a great period. Leroy and that's the drummer, David, and he went on to playing more rocky kind of stuff. And Jonathan was getting, went from one period to another. We got to the Egyptian Reggae period, and I think we replaced David Robinson, who went on to be in the Cars, with D Sharp and his 46 hubcap snare drum.
Yeah. He had a funny tom-tom, too.
Yes, he had that zebra skin tom, right? I remember that. And at the time, we were still doing acoustic bass because Jonathan was really low volume, even stage volume, really low. So the acoustic bass really worked, and I think Curly was still playing bass then too.
Jonathan's success on the English charts was really driving label. You were operating out of London for a while there.
Yeah, you know, like there was a kind of like the same as like going on now. There was like a dark ages in American music where fabricated pop takes over. Somehow Europe hadn't been tainted with that yet. So yes, we were flying high, and all the Berserkly records were selling throughout Europe. So yes, we moved the operation over there for a couple of years.
Well, the girls would turn the color of the avocado when he would drive down their street in his Eldorado. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not like you.
Reigning Looney of Berserkly Records, Matthew Kaufman, our guest tonight in the Basement Record Library.
All right. Well, he was only 5'3", but girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole.